again.
It's knock on wood. It's love and blue.
Yeah. Okay, my friends, we're here again. All nice and cozy, you and me, and all the comedy. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Chorney. The show has heart. Yeah, this is a show that has heart. We've got so much heart that we're going to be playing songs that have to do with a heart for the next half hour. Yeah, heart songs. We're going to put on Spike Jones in a second. She broke my heart, or he broke my heart in three places. And Harry and I are going to be singing Heart and Soul on a piano, or at least doing the remember that? Dun, 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 dun. One of the most famous piano duets in the world. Ray Stevens is doing heart transplant. I got a Radio Man episode. Remember Radio Man? I haven't played him in a long time. Well, Skiles and Henderson doing I Left My Heart in San Francisco. So, we got a lot of fun things for you. Maybe even a little Uncle Floyd deep in the heart of Jersey. So, shall we start off with Spike Jones? Yes, I think we shall. Always a good choice to start the show off with.
Rose that trembled at his touch. We were trading sigh for sigh. Later on I realized I loved him much too much. Now you'll see what finally transpired. He broke my heart in three places, Seattle, Chicago, and New York. He led me on those wild goose chases, but brother, I trailed him like a hawk. It started in the moonlight, we drifted on a lake. Neat stars aglow, I whispered, oh, give my heart a break. So he broke my heart in three places, Seattle, Chicago, and New York.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Arizona, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Natchitoches, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, Anaconda, Montana, Smoky Mountain, North Carolina, Marietta, South Carolina, Abercrombie, North Dakota, Running Water, South Dakota, Swatomie, Kansas, San Antonio, and Texas, Cuscoa, Women, Gold, Alaska, Winnebago, Nebraska, Pocatello, Idaho, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, Buena Vista, Colorado, Carson City, and Nevada, Kalamazoo, and Michigan, and Lebanon, and Oregon, Magadan Junction, Minnesota, Winnipeg, and Manitoba. Besides Seattle, Chicago,
Spike Jones and our heart show. This show has a heart.
Oh, you gotta have heart.
I'm sitting at the piano with Harry, aren't I?
Yes, you are, Steve. Here I be.
And we're going to be playing one of the famous duets of all time. All kids learn this when they're kids. I learned it when I was, maybe 5, 6 years old.
Right, Steve, and I'm learning it now.
Good. Heart and Soul, we ready to do it?
Yeah, Steve, go ahead. Tickle the keys and I'll play my part.
Now, I'm playing the bass part down here. I want you to play the melody with your right hand up there.
Okay, Steve. You mean like this?
That's right. Isn't this fun?
Yeah, I guess.
What's the matter?
It's just kind of boring. I want to peel out a little.
Look, that's not the way it's done. Just stay with the traditional method, okay?
Well, I don't think I can, Steve. I want to improvise a little bit.
Hey, what was that?
Improvisation?
Cut it out. Now promise to play it right.
Oh, I don't like to make promises I can't keep, Steve.
Hey, what's that? What's that?
I can't help it, Steve. I got itchy fingers. Itchy fingers, I tell you.
Stop that this instant. Play it the way it's been played for years. Stop it and go back to the right notes.
All right. Sheesh. Is this boring?
I like it like this. Hey, I heard that.
Sorry, Steve, I couldn't help it. I can't help this either.
I'm gonna stop playing. Hey, will you stop it? You know, you're asking for it.
It's beyond my control, Steve. I'm possessed of something. I got the bug!
If you have any respect for this song, you'll play it without all that fancy rigmarole. Now go back to the original way.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, I just thought of something.
What's that, Harry?
I wonder what it would be like if I played the melody down on your end.
What do you mean?
I'm just going to climb over you for a second there. Hey, wait, get off me!
Will you stay on your side of the piano?
Hey, this is fun, Steve!
Get off my lap, will you? You're making it very hard to play this piece.
Stop being such a crank!
Get back over there!
All right. Gee.
Stop showing off. This is a very serious piece. You don't see me messing around with my bass part, do you?
Well, that's because there's not much to do down there up here. Now listen to this, Steve.
You're getting carried away. You know that, don't you?
It's fun, Steve. It's fun.
It's getting too much for me.
Just keep doing what you're doing there. I'll take all the risks.
I'm stopping. That's it.
Will you? Hey, Steve, come on. Keep playing. Why'd you quit? You sure are a... All right. You sure are a poop party pooper. That's all I could say.
A heart attack number two. Thought he was a goner, then he heard the doctor say, "Woo, we got a donor. If we heard it, we just might be able to get him on that operating table." Yeah, goes the scalpel and goes the needle and presto, what do you know? He's fit as a fiddle. Woo, got a transplanted heart. He got a brand new start. Yeah, he may be 8-2, but he's as good as new. He's a new man with a second-hand organ, a transplanted heart, a brand new heart. Yeah, thanks to the doctor's knife, he got a new lease on life, but his troubles are about to start. Tell you what I mean. Well, his heart is young, his heart is strong, his heart wants to rock and roll all night long, but his body takes all kinds of persuasion. His heart's a swinger, his heart is tough, his heart finds all kinds of female stuff, but he just can't get his body to rise to the occasion. Well, his heart goes thump, 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 and his body goes
slump, 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 slump.
Yeah, his heart says go, go, body says no, no.
I surrender.
George!
Retreat!
Well, his heart says, come on, let's have a ball. But his body says, hold it, pal, that's all. And it's developed into an awkward situation. Got a transplanted heart. He got a brand new start. Yeah, he may be 82, but it's as good as new. He's a new man with a second-hand organ, a transplanted heart. Hey, a brand new part. Well, thanks to the doctor's knife, he got a new lease on life, but it's just about to tear him apart. Tell you what I mean. He met a gal, she was sweet. She really swept him off his feet. He fell, and he couldn't get up. Whoa! She kissed and whispered in his ear, sweet nothings designed to put his motor in gear. But all he could do was just lie there like a lump. Yeah, his heart goes and his body goes
slump, 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 slump.
Well, his heart says
go,
his body says
go.
Let's go on a bender.
I surrender.
His heart wants to dance and make romance, but his body says, sorry, pal, no chance. I just ain't got the jump to get you over the hump.
got a transplanted heart. Hit a brand new star. Well, he may be 82, but it's as good as new. He's a new man with a second-hand organ, a transplanted heart. Ooh, a brand new part. Yeah, thanks to the doctor's knife, he got a new lease on life, and it's just about to tear him apart. Got a transplanted heart. Hey, he got a brand new part.
Now it's time for the new adventures of Radio Man and his sidekick Tweeter. Radio Man, the Cape Crusader who learned his secret power from the sound effects men of old-time radio, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the FCC. This week we find Radio Man and his pal Tweeter in the intensive care unit of a large metropolitan hospital. A fierce battle between Dr. Video, Radio Man's archenemy, and a daring duo has left Tweeter fighting for his life. As Radio Man and the doctor hover over our little crime fighter, we hear Radio Man say,
Doc, do you think he'll live?
Well, he has about as much chance as this episode of pulling through. And keep that surgical mask over your face. You're spitting all over the patient when you talk.
Sorry.
He has only one hope. A heart transplant. We'll have to replace his ticker. Now, we've opened up his chest, and if you could help me get his heart out here, we'll place it on the table for examination.
All right, Doc. Upsy-daisy. There we go.
Watch it. It's slippery.
If I could get my hands on that Dr. Video. He's the cause of all this.
Here we go. Okay. Well, now you can see that the pericardium has been lacerated, causing the ventricle to inflame, creating a condition of endocarditis.
What does that all mean, Doc?
It means I hope he has a lot of medical insurance.
Doc, he doesn't have any.
Then I'm afraid to say that this boy is a goner.
Is that your entire diagnosis?
Well, besides the boy not doing too well, the heartbeat sound effect is also in poor shape. It's all scratchy and muffled. You need a better sound effects library, Radio Man. Where's a CD when you need one?
Wait a second, I know. I'll use the ancient powers I learned as an apprentice on the Jack Benny shows of the old 1950s to change that damaged heartbeat into something else.
Well, I'm not so sure the AMA would approve.
There's no time for that. I'll just bring up the old harp effect like this and turn that beating heart into a clock!
Fascinating.
Now all you have to do is replace that heart with a clock and his ticker will be as good as new.
All right, help me lift it up back here and... there we go.
Watch it, you don't drop it there.
No, I think I got it. It's okay.
Oh, Radio Man! I see your little pal Tweeter may live after all.
No thanks to you, Video.
Listen, Video, or whoever you are, would you please put on a surgical mask? You're spitting on the patient.
Sorry. Now will you sign the contract and come and work for me in television? I'll tell you what. You don't even have to appear. I'll let you do voiceovers. It'll be like radio.
Never. Radio is my medium, Video. And besides, if I moved to television, I'd have to change my name to something like Television Man. It sounds stupid.
Will you two stop chattering and help me close up this boy? Boy, it's lucky this clock is just a sound effect, or he could be in serious trouble.
Well, if you aren't going to sign, I'll have to break the unfortunate news to you, Radio Man.
What's that, you cad?
That clock you're installing in Tweeter.
Yes?
Yes, what's the matter with it?
It's a cuckoo clock.
Oh, no!
Will Radio Man be able to change the sound effect before the doctor closes? Will Tweeter have a speaking role in the next episode, or will he just be, like this announcer, cuckoo? All this and more next time on the new adventures of Radio Man.
I left my house.
Me too.
In San Francisco.
Play ball! burn up higher than you did.
Train on a pumper way. It calls to me.
Help! Help!
What happened?
I'm all hung up on the knob.
I knew it.
To be where little cable car.
They climb halfway to the stars.
A morning fog.
Oh no.
Have you tried Excedrin?
She's not bad.
Mate, she'll be here.
You've got bad breath.
What are you talking about?
You've been eating lizards.
I have not.
Give me one.
Would you just sing the song?
Come on.
Sing! I don't.
Me either.
No. It's the words. I don't care. Now, you start out, you say, I don't.
Don't.
No, no, I say don't.
I say don't.
No.
You say don't, I say do.
I say don't. Don't.
I say that.
No, come on. I. Would you sing the song? I
love you. The little green man in the box. I
don't.
Don't.
No. I don't care.
I know it. The way you're playing it. You're stupid.
I.
Though you're stuttering again.
I.
Don't.
Don't. No. See, after I say don't, you say care.
Right.
All right.
Care, care.
No. Start with I.
I care.
I don't care.
I know that.
You're gonna go. Now stop that.
You're dumb.
I don't care.
You say I.
I
don't.
Don't.
No.
Okay, I got it now. No trouble. I got it now, Pete. Hang on, Pete.
I.
You're getting snippy. Don't.
No, I say don't. You say care.
All right. Oh, you've been yelling at me all night. I better get my sticks and go home. I
don't.
That's it. It's about time. It's about time you
don't. Why didn't you say care?
You nitwit.
You're supposed to say care.
Care.
No.
You're moving it around.
That's care, because I don't care.
La, 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 flee by night.
No, no. Let's start here.
Get an upbeat.
I don't
care.
My
love
waits. Go, your golden star, we'll shine over me. Hey, golden star, we'll shine in the morning or in the evening time.
Skiles and Henderson. Can't do a show about the heart without I left my heart in San Francisco.
I left my decap in Bangor, Maine.
I left my liver in Colorado.
I left my stomach in Madrid, Spain.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I was in San Francisco the other day. I opened up a motel drawer. Ugh, it's disgusting. It was Tony Bennett's heart.
I got a question, Steve.
Yeah.
If the Midwest of this country is called the Heartland...
Yes?
Where's the Liverland?
Huh?
No, if the country has a heart, it should have a liver.
I don't know where the liver is.
Maybe Massachusetts. If you look at it, you know, its shape, it sort of looks like a liver. How about the stomach? Where's this country's stomach land?
I don't know. I guess it's near the Bible Belt.
Sure, the belt goes around the stomach. That makes sense. So I guess the stomach is down south.
And since southern cooking is so good, it makes sense.
What about the headland?
Well, the head sits on the neck, so question is, where's the neck?
Great neck. It's on Long Island.
So there's your answer. Long Island is the headland of this country.
That's a long head. What's Florida?
Oh, that's the Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. And since the Finger Lakes are in New York, that makes New York the handland of the country.
Right, and the thumb is Michigan, the way it sticks straight up like it's hitchhiking to Canada.
Okay, so that answers my question. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Yes. I have the heart of a child.
You do?
Yes, I keep it in a jar on my desk at home.
Oh, that is so terrible. That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, that's our heart show, Steve. I'm trying to do some heart jokes here.
Well, I suppose you have to do that.
Yes. If you ever notice that your face is heart-shaped.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's sort of round with these veins sticking out going, bum, 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 bum.
Okay, that is disgusting. All right. Uncle Floyd does a heart song.
Yes, what is it called?
It's called Deep in the Heart of Jersey.
Smoke will make you choke. Deep in the heart of Jersey, the city rats run in big packs. Deep in the heart of Jersey, oh, the pizza man says I don't understand. Deep in the heart of Jersey and Route 17, the traffic there is mean.
You the love light burning in your eyes so blue. Let me call you sweetheart.
Our time is up, so we must leave.
It's so goodbye from me and Steve.
The show is done and so we're leaving on tiptoe.
It's time to go.
We hope we've left you with a smile.
We'll be back in a little while.
Every skit and joke's been done.
Every knock-knock, every pun.
Our empty studio shows the guests they've let us know.
It's time to go.
We put the sound effects to bed.
All the poetry's been read.
There's no more to the show except to let you know
it's time to go.
Knock on Wood is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.